USA Radio News.
A newly signed bill in Florida is highlighting the horrors of communism and drawing attention to those who've died at the hands of such regimes. Reporter Tim Berg has the story.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill Monday that requires public high schools to observe Victims of Communism Day. DeSantis saying the bill will help make sure young people learn about the evils of communism, the dictators that have led communist regimes, and the hundreds of millions of individuals who suffered and continue to suffer under the weight of this discredited ideology.
Pfizer is growing. The company said on Tuesday it will pay $11.6 billion to buy Biohaven Pharmaceutical Holding Company. Pfizer is rolling the dice on its ability to boost sales of the top-selling pill in a new class of migraine drugs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.